It is certain to be a long road for those now grieving in Newtown, Connecticut, after Friday's shooting rampage at Sandy Hook Elementary. And many of us may also be dealing with the grief of losing a loved one this holiday season. What can you do to cope with that grief?
For some tips, we go live now to Maureen Williams, General Manager at Capital Caring. It's a nonprofit hospice provider. Maureen, thanks for being here on WTOP.
Oh, happy to be of service.
This certainly is a tough time of year, and it's obviously not made any easier because of the events in Connecticut. So where do we go first? How do we try to ease the pain here?
Well, first of all, it's okay to accept that grief is heightened at the holidays. It's a very emotional time of year anyway, and people tend to reflect on their lives and miss their loved ones who are no longer present. So it's okay, first of all, to acknowledge that that's happening. Also, if people are grieving, it's important for them to experience their grief. Just allow time to accept that the holidays may evoke sorrow as well as joy, because this is such a happy time of year, but sorrow is normal too. It's also important to pay tribute to our loved ones. You know, rituals are important. Lighting candles, saying a prayer, sharing memories. That's helpful. And right now at the holidays, you know, we're all so full of traditions right now, usually very happy traditions. But right now it might be okay to consider changing up some of our traditions.
Yeah, you anticipated our question. You know, these rituals, these traditions, they can be the trigger. They can start the tears flowing.
They can start the tears flowing. And sometimes that cleansing is very helpful, and it helps others be able to reach out to you in your grief. It's okay to accept help from others. In fact, it's really important to let others know how you're feeling and what you need from them, too.
Let's talk about something that I know you deal with on a daily basis. Those who have relatives, loved ones facing a serious illness at this time of year, what are some of the tips to help them get through that?
Well, first of all, realize that there's help out there. And Capital Caring is honored to be of service in this community throughout Northern Virginia, D.C., and suburban Maryland for 35 years. We're one of the nation's leading nonprofit hospice providers. And so we help people daily tackle grief and difficult decisions and difficult conversations. And we're fortunate that many people trust us with the final days of their lives in our care, being comfortable and well cared for. So the great thing for people to know is that there's help out there. We have almost 20 highly trained professional counselors in bereavement and grief counselors available to help people walk through this particular time of year through their grief. And so we know firsthand that experiencing a loss is extremely difficult, and we're also very saddened by what has happened in Connecticut.
Thank you for being with us, Maureen.
We're happy to be of service.
That's Maureen Williams, General Manager at Capital Caring.